Hello, everyone. Welcome
Hello.
back to Third Room Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis, and this is episode 9. Today, I'm just going to sit down with my husband, Kyle, and talk about some stuff that's been going on with us and what's on our mind. Hope you enjoy.
Let me tell you what.
What do you want to talk about first?
Oh, we're rolling.
We're rolling.
I want to talk about these beers that I got.
Yeah, those are so cool. So tell everyone what kind of beer, what it's called, and what it is.
It's called Creature from the ALG Bloom from Maumee Bay. And it was supposed to be green from what I heard, but it's inspired by the ALG Bloom of Lake Erie. And I don't know, I guess some benefit or some proceeds go to Ohio Environmental Council. And it's a sour double IPA. It was very sour.
It was sour. I like the sour, how it contrasts the bitter of an IPA. So little history on Lake Erie. Back in, what was it, 2014? 2013? It was one of those
15.
No, it wasn't 15, because 15 is the year my grandma died.
15. We'll look it up later.
So, a couple years back, Lake Erie got an algae bloom. So, what that is where these algae just kind of float on the top and make our water bad. God, this is a horrible way to explain what it is. I don't know the scientific...
Is that what it is? I don't think that's what it is. Let's not break it down like that. Let's get back to the beer here. The ALG Bloom by Maumee Bay. No, people know what algae is. Algae, right?
Okay, well, think of, what algae is. Anyways,
it's ALG. And it's like 7%. And it was ridiculously expensive. But I guess, like I said, I donated to charity, so I'm going to write this beer off on my taxes.
What makes it funny is it's by a company called the Maumee Bay Brewing Company.
Right here in Toledo, Ohio.
And it's the algae, the creature from the algae bloom. What makes it funny is because the algae basically took over our water and we couldn't drink it. We couldn't wash our dishes. We couldn't take a bath in it for about, 2 weeks?
Yeah, sounds about right. It was crazy.
And ever since then, they've been trying to watch the water quality and all that stuff.
It's going
to
happen again, man.
It's definitely going to happen again. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like any time Toledo makes news, it's for really bad things.
That's a bad way of thinking about it, but give me a good one. What was the last bad thing?
The priest caught, not the priest, but the pastors in the sex trafficking circle. Remember that?
Yeah. Clay's brother's neighbor.
Yep, Clay's brother's neighbor, yeah. Yep, that's right. He was on the news.
I feel like there was something else sort of more recent that I'm drawing a blank on.
The guy from Maumee ran over those people in the protest.
That's what it is, yeah. Yep.
It's always something bad. It's the only good thing I feel like is we got voted, the Toledo Zoo and Aquarium got voted the best zoo and aquarium in the USA.
What? No way.
Yeah.
We went to that Chicago one. And that
I know.
Was so
I'm
much
not
better.
Saying I agree, but USA Today, they ran a poll and we got voted the best.
Mm.
I don't agree with
All
it
right.
either. We've been disembalming
zoos.
But
right.
It could be just because we're used to our zoo, too.
We do have a good zoo.
We do. We paid a lot of money for that damn aquarium.
And I feel like every time we go, we get our free money's worth. Because we go on Mondays.
We go on Mondays when any Lucas County resident is free.
Oh, yeah. Just remember to have your ID. What else do you want to talk about?
Do you want to talk about the water park?
Wapak?
So for James's birthday, we went to Great Wolf Lodge out in Sandusky. And how do you feel about it?
I haven't been on your podcast in a long time. How do I feel about what? The trip overall? It was amazing. Or like the ride out there? We started from the beginning.
Well, how do you just feel about the water park?
I feel like The room did not have bugs, because that was the first thing I checked for. So that was cool. I like how we had a balcony and we were at the end of the hallway. I really like the room.
I did. I like the room too.
Entertainment, I guess.
God. Yeah, they had a lot of fun stuff.
They try.
They had every hour there was a new activity to do in the lobby.
They try their hardest.
They did. The one thing I will say is I do not like the fact that even though we had tickets, we couldn't get into the water park until 1. The water park opened at 10, and we couldn't even get into the water park until 1, even though we had tickets to the water park. I did not like that.
But didn't you like it the next morning?
Well, yeah, but I feel like if we paid for Thursday, we should get the full day Thursday.
I understand, but you get the full next day, which, oh, that's what bothered me, now that I think about it, because we wanted to stay longer, but James was over it by noon, I believe. He was just done. He wanted to go back home.
He begged and begged and begged, and we had to keep saying, the water park's not open yet, bub. We have to wait. He did not understand that it was not open. But, so I feel like if we pay for Thursday, we should get a full day Thursday. Also, I did not like how you could get into the water park at 1, but our room wasn't ready until 4. I did not like that either.
I had to go up to the front desk, but I guess that's my fault because I thought to check the email and not the app messages, or vice versa. It was one of them, and I didn't know that
they should be sending you on both,
I guess.
First of all. But even still, I shouldn't have to wait 3 hours with all my stuff in the car.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's what I didn't like.
I don't like that at all. I think they can do a little bit more improvement.
I wore my Yeezys. But
had a couple stacks sitting in the car.
No. I liked it. That was a good time out there.
I had fun too.
We were so excited to go out. We left early.
Thinking we could get into the water park at 10.
Have you talked about this yet?
I made a blog post about it, but I have not podcasted about it. No.
All right. Yeah. So we were like, oh, we're going to get up early and be on the expressway by 9, which I feel like we were.
We were, yeah.
And when we were on the E-Way.
No, we were on the E-Way at like 7:30. We were in Sandusky by 9, remember?
Okay, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
As we thought. Yep, like you said.
So we get there thinking we can get in at 10. We can't get at 10. We get to Sandusky at 9. Nothing else is open in Sandusky. The library wasn't open. What else wasn't open? The mall wasn't open. Like, stuff James liked to do.
Nothing was open. Nothing was open.
We had to kill an hour of time.
He was over the long drive.
He was.
And when we were like, all right, we're at the mall. And then, we went back to the mall when it opened.
Yeah.
Whack.
Yeah.
Run down. It was like the old North End.
Yeah.
North End.
North Town. Yeah. You can tell that mall's not going to last a couple more years.
Yeah.
A Spencer's and a Claire's can't keep that thing running. So, yeah, we get there way too early. So, we ended up just kind of exploring downtown Sandusky by, like, the water. It was called Battery Park. It was right on the coast. You could see Cedar Point from where we were.
That was cool.
It was really cool. I bet that looks really pretty at night. We should have went there at night. I didn't think about that. That would have been some good photo ops.
Because we left at noon, because James was over it.
No, I'm talking about on Thursday, you jerk. And you know what? I think he did really good besides being over it. I mean, he was only 2.
I want to talk about the cornhole arcade game.
So what Kyle got James, I should say, was a putt pass. And so it's like the phone thing. You bundle a bunch of things and you save a couple bucks. And so part of that was you got like, 200 points for the arcade?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I got the high score twice, so I maxed it out. Got the Paw Patrol stuffed animals and Something else,
I think too. Just candy.
Probably candy, too.
Yeah, tell them about the arcade game. What was it?
That was it. It was just cornhole, I guess. And it was going around in a circle. And you just had to hit it 3 times in a row. But it's just, like, not real cornhole. So you just toss it in the hole 3 times in a row. So I kept getting the max points. And I got, like, 1,000 tickets.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. The arcade was a lot of fun. They had some of the same games that they have at, like, Chuck E. Cheese. That's really cool. More Chuck E. Cheese. So, James, like, knew, what, like, the bus. That's all James wanted to do was ride that bus.
Yeah. That bus. That was a good time. Culver's. First time having Culver's.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Culver's. So good. That's what we had for lunch, and, oh, my God.
So expensive.
It is so expensive, but because I feel like it's not really... That didn't taste like a fast food burger. It tasted like a sit-down restaurant burger.
That menu was so big.
Yeah, I got sit-down restaurant vibes.
It was... I felt just overwhelmed. That menu was like 3 times as big as our map right here. And they had everything. And it all sounded so good. James, so I'm just like, I'll have the deluxe Culver.
Right.
Or whatever.
What are they, smash burgers?
Yeah, something. Something. Like that. Yeah,
it's so good. And the cheese curds.
Yeah.
Those are delicious. They're basically just like cheesy tots, but better. They're great.
Culver's is great.
James got a chicken tender meal, and you can tell it was just like a chicken breast. Cut in half, like to make 2 tenders. It was so...
It smelled delicious.
It was so good.
Oh.
And then what else came in that pack? James got... He got to make a Build-A-Bear, and he was... The girl went to go stuff the Build-A-Bear, and he was, like, totally frightened of the noise it made, because it made, like, a vacuum noise. He was over it.
He was over it.
He picked his Christmas Critter Bear... And he was over it.
Oh, so speaking of which, like, we got the earwolves.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that came in the past. I think it's just, like, we got
a pair of wolf ears. But yeah. I was going to say, so we've been wearing them in the house recently, and we've been going, ow!
It's so cute. James will go get them out of his toy box and put them on and start howling. Oh, it's so freaking cute.
It is adorable, but the cats do not like it at all.
Oh my God.
They get defensive and aggressive. They will start howling back and puffing up their tail.
Defense mode.
It's hilarious. We were just doing it tonight. Me and James were having a ball. He was cracking up, dude, every time Paco was like,
because he doesn't know that Paco's saying, back up, bro. He thinks he's just joining the party.
He was saying, Papa.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
His little temporary tattoo. He got a little glitter tattoo that lasted for a week.
That was the beginning. That was the beginning of the terrible twos. Of course, it was his birthday, but think about it. He got his first tattoo on his second birthday, right there on his forearm.
Like some badass
old sailor Navy man or something. He's just like, yeah, I got a dinosaur.
Oh, he loved to show it off.
2 weeks straight, he would just put his forearm in your face.
Oh, awesome. He got a scoop of ice cream and a whole container of freaking candy.
That he would not share, might I add. I was getting... The candy was one thing, but I was getting mad he wouldn't share the ice cream.
It was so good.
It was so good.
I feel like, was it like...
Breakfast was alright, but I paid for it like 3 months in advance.
Yeah. It came at, like...
It was all you eat, all you can eat, so I took that as a challenge.
And then, I was kind of annoyed, because I wanted to sit down and have all my eat breakfast, and James took, like, 2 bites of his sausage, and he was like, okay, done. And he was ready to go explore some more.
Yeah.
So I was kind of annoyed at that. Like, dang, I just want to eat my breakfast.
One thing that was a plus and a minus was, we were right next to the fire station. And James has the obsession with ambulance and fire trucks and construction trucks.
Yeah, he got to see the ambulance
leave. So every time it took off, he had a ball.
Oh, yeah.
But when we were trying to sleep in 3 in the morning.
I was out. I ain't hear nothing. I was out. I heard James cry, and that's when I brought him to bed with us. I was out. You know, he slept really good in that pack and play, especially with us going in and out to the patio. Oh, and I felt like such a jackass because I spilled my beer on the patio, so it like dripped down.
Oh my God. I don't think anyone was below us.
I felt
someone was above us, awful. But no one was below us.
Right, they were kicking it too. They was kicking it upstairs.
Mm-hmm. They sure were.
And then we're so dumb. We couldn't figure out how to turn the freaking air off. We're so used to staying at cheap motels.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Where you can turn the air off on the actual unit.
The unit, yeah, the unit itself. Well, it had buttons, but the buttons did not work. So and it's set at like 60 degrees.
Yeah, it was cold.
Freezing. We would have froze. So what we did was we had a sofa in the room. So we took the mattresses.
The pillows.
No, the seat inserts from the couch, and we wedged them in front of the AC unit just to try and block the air, because it wasn't turning off. It was just blowing all night. Going. So we just wedged them, and lo and behold, as we're leaving the next morning, we notice on the wall
is a thermostat. They are so dumb. We're so used to staying at crappy motels. Oh, man.
Freezing.
It was. It felt so nice, though.
I feel like we opened. Not only did we do that, we opened the balcony. No, we didn't open the balcony. No.
Bugs, baby, bugs.
No.
We did have the door, like, open when we were outside, though, so we could hear James.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only time I left it open. I had a lot of fun. It was
a good birthday.
I think I wouldn't want to stay there again.
No?
No. I don't like how I have to wait that long. I don't like that.
Yeah.
If I'm paying full price, I want to get in at 10.
Here's the thing. We could have slept in and stayed here and had breakfast here, I guess. But we were just so eager. We left early. We could have left at like 10.
Oh, we could have left at freaking noon.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't want to stay there again. And not because...
I would totally want to stay there again. Because he didn't even enjoy really the big thing in the middle. Like the whole playground.
Oh, I would want to go back. Yeah, I would totally go back. But I would not want to stay there. I don't think that's fair. Oh, yeah,
because you can just buy a day pass, I guess.
You can, yeah. I wouldn't
want... Yeah, because...
I wouldn't want to... That's not... I don't think that's fair. But I totally think we should go back, yeah. So the water park itself, I don't know. I've never been... That was my first time to a water park. I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I was expecting Cedar Point, but inside... It's like a fourth of Cedar Point. It was small. It was a lot smaller than what I thought it was going to be.
A fourth of Cedar Point.
Yeah. It's small.
It's like... Yeah, it's super small. Are we talking like the water park itself or the compound?
The water park itself.
The water park itself is like one hundredth of a
Cedar Point. Okay. Anyways, what they have is when you walk in, they have like a little kids area where the water only goes to like what?
Two feet.
Yeah. It starts out like shallow. It's like a kiddie pool.
You can sit in it.
Yeah. And they have like a tree house with like little itty bitty slides that you would find at like a playground and water spouts. James really liked, he really liked going up and down those slides. And then to the left, they have a pool of basketball hoops, which James really liked.
He liked that the most. That's what I spent majority of my vacation time doing was upper bench press.
Lifting him up so he could shoot the basketball.
100 times. I just have to grab him up, pick him, hold him above my head so he can shoot the basketball.
And I think that pool was only like, what, 4 feet? The max it got was like 4 feet.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, because, no, I should say 5 feet. Because I couldn't touch, but it wasn't that bad. It was, I think the max was like 4.5, 5 feet. And on the other side, they kind of had like an open pool of the basketball hoops. And then across from that, like to the right side of the treehouse, they had the jacuzzis. That was nice. They had a kids part where you could take your kids. Then they had an adults-only jacuzzi.
And some creepy guy talked to my wife, apparently.
Oh, my God. It's like, dude, I'm in here trying to enjoy a time away from my kids. Why are you talking to me? I swear, Kyle and I must look like the friendliest people on Earth. Because people always talk to us. Anywhere we are, someone always comes up and talks to us. Like that random lady at the bar last week. Like, we just look really friendly. Which we are. That's probably it. Like, we are. So I'm sitting there enjoying the Jets. Just, you know, having some relaxed time, and this guy just starts talking to me about where I'm staying, where he's staying. Saved a penny by staying at the Wolf Inn. Yeah. Well, because he stayed at the Wolf Inn down the street and just got a day pass.
Oh, that's
which
right.
is smart, honestly.
Yeah.
Because you can get into Water Park at 10. You don't have to wait.
No, not the Great Wolf. The Wolf Inn.
The Wolf Inn. So, they have those, and then at the back of the water park is where the slides are, and they have slides, so they have like a lower, a medium, and a high, I would call it. So the lower ones, I was a little nervous to have James go down the water slide, honestly, but I like the fact that you can sit in the pool and catch him. He would have done that all night if we would have let him.
We would have let him. The lifeguard did not let us.
No, you can stand in there and catch him.
That's why we had to stop.
No, we stopped because I was tired of doing that. Because he was running up and to come run to me, so no, I had to walk said down. Could,
oh, no, when they said something. We could go down with him.
Yeah, I tried to go.
But he's so small. What are you talking about?
He was fine.
Shut up, 15-year-old girl. Shut up. You don't have kids.
Yeah.
I got him. You worry about something else. Like, this one's not drowned. God.
I can see why, though, because it's not for us. It's for them. You can only go one down. Yeah.
But they were baby slides.
They were, yeah.
There was, like, baby mediums, and then, like, the big slides that you were too scared.
Okay, we'll get into that because there's a reason why. So I, like I said, I'd never been to a water park. So I started off slow and I went down. I didn't know they were a kid's. I didn't know they were a kid's water slide until I realized. And I was like, oh man. So, which they were right by the slides that Bubby was going down. Well, right in the middle of the water park, they have, what was it called? Fort Meigs?
Yeah.
Or is that a real fort?
Yeah, it's a real fort, but it was a fort.
It's Fort McKenzie. That's what it's called.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's called Fort McKenzie, and it's so freaking cool because it's interactive. So you have to make your way up to the taller water slides, and I would say they're like adult water slides. There were adults going down there, and one of them was covered, and one of them was like partly opened. But it's cool because every time you make your way, there's like an interactive thing. Like there was one where you pull a lever and it starts to shower below you. You go up another level.
So you can get someone else.
Yeah, like
all as these walking little kids were bombing me.
Yeah. You can dump a bucket on someone.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And
it's a way to start fights.
I'm on the big showstopper is they have this huge bucket.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I mean, it's like a big, huge gallon.
I think it's 150 gallons.
It's huge. Yeah. And you just hear this ding,
when it
ding,
starts getting to the top.
Ding. Yeah, and that's when you got to hurry up and make your ass over there so you can get splashed. That was my favorite part. It was so much fun.
James hated it.
Yeah, Bubby was a little afraid. But those water slides definitely were for adults, and they were fun, so don't make fun of me.
I would totally stay there again.
I don't like that.
I would, because I've heard that Kalahari's more for older kids.
That's what everyone kept telling me.
And Great Wolf is for younger, and James had a ball.
Cater to the younger kids.
He didn't
kids.
Like the DJ, yeah. The night DJ, but he still had a ball.
Slow down. So we'll get to the activities. So what Kyle is talking about making fun of me for is, so they have the regular adult slides, the tube slide, well, the regular slides, and then the highest slides they have are tube slides. And I'm not doing that. I do not like that.
Those are the best.
I don't want my life to depend on a tube. Life. Like, what happens when I fall out of the tube?
I hope someone is listening. We're 25 minutes in. I hope someone is listening and just heard what you just said, and they're laughing.
Okay, that thing could get wedged, and I could stop.
No.
Or the thing could fall out, and my foot could go up and break my leg.
No. Do you think they haven't figured out that the tube has to be a certain size? Like, the tube itself, and the tube you ride in has to be a certain size for it not to get wedged. You know this, right?
People die on water slides. My fear is not irrational.
I know, like, in The Simpsons, that happened once in, like, 91.
But I don't know. I'm not doing it.
I went down several times, and I didn't...
I have not seen you that happy in a while. You were having a ball.
Got away from the wife and kids to go ride some water slides. It was great.
They also had a lazy river, which is not as fun as everyone makes it out to be.
It's chill, bruh.
It's not really not even, because they had a bunch of little kids jumping all around, and... The lazy river was not as fun as it seems. Maybe it wasn't long enough.
It's not supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be chill.
Chill is fun.
Yeah, true. Arcade was cool. Everything was nice.
They had an outside. That's where the deeper pools were on the outside. That's when it got to be like 6 foot. And that's why I kept handing you, James, is because like when I'm in that deep of a pool, I'm struggling to survive myself. So, like...
And it was a deep pool, and they had basketball hoops.
The vibe was so much different outside.
So James wanted to play, so I'm outside just lifting him up. I woke up, and I felt it.
You
it
were
was,
ripped.
It was a slight work. Yeah.
It was.
It was looking all right.
Yeah, your guns were popping.
It was a workout.
The outside was totally different. That's why I did not want to stay outside that long. I was ready to go back in. Inside was a lot funner. I'll go back. Just not stay there.
It's been a long time since I've been on the podcast. What has happened since?
Well, let me think. Bubby turned 2. I've been going on working interviews.
Yeah.
And my car's been broke. That's all the stuff that's been happening.
Sounds about right.
Fun fact, Kyle and James' birthday are a month apart. So this weekend we're celebrating Kyle's birthday.
It's my turn now, bitches. Yeah, we're not doing much. We'll go to the casino for a little bit. So they can,
take your monies. I am not a gambler. Kyle is the gambler.
Oh, you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kyle's the game. There's just something about spending money to win any money that I don't
it's
like.
It's the dopamine. And it's the logic that I hope I win. I can really use the money.
So speaking of the casino, I wanted to read you this news article I found. An Arizona man is accused of trying to launder more than $1 million drug money by making it appear it came from a cashed-out winnings at Hollywood Casino. He pleaded not guilty Thursday.
Did you say Florida man?
No, Arizona drug man. Todd A. Brown, 40, is charged with 15 counts of concealment money laundering, by reportedly conducting a financial transaction in which the proceeds involve some form of unlawful activity, specifically trafficking, according to the United States Attorney General. So what he was doing was taking his money in the Hollywood casino, the one we're about to go to, putting his money into the machine,
yeah,
the laundered money, like the drug money, into the machine.
And cashing it out.
Yep, getting a ticket, playing a couple, and then cashing out all that money with real, actual money. Like, not drug money.
Genius.
Isn't that crazy? I would never even think of doing that. Is that not crazy?
Anytime I get a ticket out of the machine, it's like for 53 cents.
It's called fast feeding. So he was he did it for a while, March 1st, 2016 through June 14th, 2017. He is accused of doing it $139 million in total.
Dang! Mm-hmm. He's always there.
He is released on a $10,000 unsecured bond. And then, yeah. So he has not went to court yet, but that's what he's facing.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
That is not. Oh,
my goodness. Hey, catch on to something like that.
Someone snitched on him? Because how are you going to know? How would you know after so much? Or, I mean, because he's coming from Arizona. Like, you know, it's not like he's doing it in his own casinos, if they have casinos in Arizona. I don't know. Isn't that crazy? So, maybe that'll give us some good luck. Todd A. Brown.
Pinch me for good luck.
Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been trying to get you on for so long.
I know. Well, I've really been wanting to wait for my special surprise appearance for when we do the
hot ones. Yep. I'm so excited for that.
Stay tuned. They still haven't shipped it. I got the email yesterday that they're delayed, but I subscribe to the Hot Ones monthly package.
If you don't know what Hot Ones is, it's a YouTube interview show with Sean Evans.
It's great. He's a great interviewer.
He really is. It's a show with hot questions and even hotter wings. And I'm obsessed, and I can't wait to do it. That's why I kind of want to record it. Like, I feel like I can set the camera up there, have me, you, Clay right here, and we just go all in it. I feel like it would be so much fun to catch our reactions. Because the whole thing is that he interviews, like, he's had everyone on there. Stone Cold Steve Austin was this week. Last week it was Idris Elba. The week before that it was Kristen Bell. He's had comedians, he's had NBA players. He asks them questions and they eat hot sauce, like hot sauce soaked wings, and every question gets hotter and hotter. And so it's funny to see these like tough guys react.
No, it's to catch them off guard so they give a good answer. So they break character and they give a good answer and they give a good sound bite. And they make a goofy face.
The goofy face. See, that's why I'm trying to record Shaq's face. Or Post Malone. He's had a lot of people. Yeah, it's been going for a minute.
It's such a good show. I had to be a monthly subscriber to the box.
They're so big, they're making their own hot sauce now. Like, awesome. Shout out to Sean Evans.
I can't wait. Can't wait. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that.
Hi. Quality material.
Oh, I'm sure. It's going to definitely be with Clay, an explicit content episode.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we can get him on the podcast.
Oh, he's about it.
We'll see if we have. Oh, is he?
I posted on my Facebook, who wants to be on my podcast? And he was like, run it.
Run it.
Let's do it.
I know what that means. We're going to have to get another chair in here.
We'll have to get him a chair. We'll get him a nice chair.
We'll see what. Let's see what we can do about that. All right. I look forward to my fourth appearance.
Maybe. I feel like it's been more than four. It's been 9 episodes.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the next one I won't be drunk.
If Clay's coming over, you're going to be smashed.
I will be 5 for 5. Or
a foe for foe.
A foe for foe.
cut it.
Let's cut it. This was fun.
He's giving out on me. He's pussing out on me.
I'm sorry. I'll be back. I'll be back. Listeners.
Hey, everyone. It's me again. So I just wanted to jump on here and kind of go over some things with you about this episode. I just don't want to spit a bunch of information there that's not correct. And I want to explain to you what's going on in Lake Erie, I guess. Kyle didn't really want to go into it, but I do because I believe it's important, especially like to our community right now. So what an algae bloom is, it's according to the EPA, these algae, they need sunlight, slow moving water, and nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus to grow and bloom. And according to the Alliance for the Great Lakes, our Lake Erie, part of the reason why we have these huge algae blooms every year is runoff pollution. And runoff pollution is from when rainfall pollutes, well, it washes the fertilizer and manure from all the farms around us into the water. And that's what the algae needs to thrive. According to the EPA, there is good algae blooms, but there are also dangerous ones. And that's the kind that's going on in Lake Erie. Now, what happens when these algae get in our lake? It's a special lake because it's our drinking water. It's our drinking water, and a few of the other townships and communities around Lake Erie, it's their drinking water as well. And it's not only bad because it's our drinking water, but what it does is it just creates a bad environment for us and for the wildlife that live in the ocean. I know a lot of people catch fish around here and eat the fish, so that's bad. So yeah, I just wanted to explain that to you guys and make sure I was saying everything correctly. It's a big deal. If you don't know, you can Google Lake Erie algae blooms and you can see these awful pictures of the Great Lakes, and it's just kind of sad. So yeah, I just wanted to clarify that. You can go ahead and give me a shout out on our email, thirdroompodcast@gmail.com, and let me know what you think. What you think of Great Wolf, what you think of the algae blooms. If you've tried this beer, let us know if you like it.
Support Mommy Bay Brewing Company.
Someone's back. And yeah, go ahead and give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram. That is Ailey Wendowski Blog. I also did a whole blog post on Great Wolf and Sandusky. If you want to go ahead and check that out on WordPress, that's AileyWendowskiBlogs.wordpress.com. And I hope everyone has a great day.